Y'all know what that music means. Can we, hey, have you talked to Figgy since he's left?
Yeah, it's 30 degrees.
Well, I saw that. Did he give you a little teaser on how things went down with the wifey?
He didn't ask her yet.
Oh, he hasn't asked her yet?
Not yet. He's going to, though.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, he's going to ask.
So those of you scoring at home, we had a little conversation yesterday, and it was brought up, you know, would it be worth having a side piece if she could get you, you know, little comps or benefits,
mm-hmm.
not those kind of benefits, but like legit benefits, because maybe where she worked at. And so Figgy said, you know, we fly a lot, and I wonder if my wife would be okay if I dated somebody, had a side piece that could get me free airline tickets. To which I said, bruh, she would whoop your ass. She got mad at him just when he suggested potentially changing his name to Figgy Fig.
Well, that might be even more of an ask, to be honest.
What? Change his...
To really? Figgy Fig. For us, it's cool.
I'm going
to
go ahead. Hey, it's okay if I go ahead and not boot somebody
else. No, but you're getting
something
in return. She's getting something in return on the other offer.
Is she, though?
Well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Man,
she gets to go home.
That's a dangerous ask. Mm-hmm. That's a dangerous ask. Henry Thomas, you've been married 3 times. Where do you stand on this?
Obviously, I'm going to be wrong. So. I mean,
it's okay to have a side piece or ask for one if you can get free airline miles, free hotel rooms, discounts.
What's the point? It's not a side piece if you're asking. I mean, if you got to ask, then that's like, it's not a side piece.
Not a bad point. That's not a bad point.
And I mean, that's why he's Henry Thomas.
Side piece, they got to know the role.
God.
You can give me some free miles, you know, maybe some new radios on the pickup.
Yep.
Hey, that's a real benefit.
That is a real benefit. That is a real benefit. All right, you guys know the drill. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Landry Locker, you know the deal.
Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Nobody cares. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that y'all have a new promo. Sports Radio 610. We're kicking ass today.
All right.
Not bad.
I wanted more.
But you know what? I'm okay with it. It's extra effort.
Mm-hmm. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, big fan all the way out from D.C., but I think that Cam Newton should do his job and make sure he beats the Steelers, because I'd rather play the Bengals than the Chargers in the playoffs.
Ooh,
you know what?
That's a good
We
point.
Hadn't thought of that. I was just going to watch because it's going to be a hell of a game, but it's got implications.
It really does. Yeah. It really does.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Good Lord.
Wow.
He might have been leading to something.
He'll call back.
Little Bach.
If we hear that again.
Vivaldi.
I'm with you on that, Landry.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I'm ready. Fraser here. All those boppers that want to celebrate and congratulate my Texans for winning games that they're supposed to, sit down and shut up. Then take notes to what I'm about to say. Crediting my Texans now is like taking a fine freak to Palace Inn and getting her butt booty naked. Coming to you, kissing on your neck, jiggling your balls a little. Then putting her clothes back on and asking for some money. It ain't enough, people. Win the playoff games in the Super Bowl. Then we'll come.
I didn't know where else that was.
That was traipsing the line.
Yeah, he was tiptoeing along that one. That was right there.
Wow. I feel like he just did that.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that it's worth mentioning that Hassan Whiteside was one block away from a triple-double last night.
All right, we'll start the show with that tomorrow. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that, Lopez, you need to leave me a botella of that OJ sauce at Mojo's, man. I go by and pick it up, I thought.
I'm right by Mojo's all the time.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
I'll work on something. I promise.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Lopez needs to start bottling and selling that barbecue sauce of his so that we can stop hearing about how darn good it is and start experiencing it firsthand.
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what? That's a hot topic so far.
Peer pressure is a good thing
sometimes.
Yeah, it is.
That's two mentions already, John.
Yeah.
It's two.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that no one has ever injured their eyesight by looking at the bright side. Good afternoon.
Ocho.
He's coming strong. He might be the MVP this week.
Ocho has been the MVP this week. You better finish strong tomorrow, though. Mm-hmm. Better finish strong tomorrow. Shout out to Lamar.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think it sounds like Freddy's got a... would take a side piece for like a double cheeseburger, bro.
No. I don't need a side piece.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I mean.
All right, boys. I'm going to take me a little different approach today. Here we go. You want it? I'm going to give it to you. Look, ham and cheese sandwich walks into a bar. Ham and cheese sandwich, that's the bartender. Hey, can I get a ham and cheese sandwich? Bartender says, we don't serve your kind here. Can I get a race car?
I love that. That's good.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that after a long day of fishing, Lopez swings out the grocery store and picks himself up a box of Gordon Fisherman frozen fish sticks just so he can save face and not go home empty-handed.
This guy, he wants me to put a whipping on his ass so bad.
Man.
So bad.
Some fish trash talk.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think you should tell me more about Landry's mom. Oh.
You guys are something else. You're in the Think Tank. Go. What? Fred, the fake laughs a little much.
That's not fake.
You're in the Think Tank. Go.
I think the Texans won't lose for the next 5 games and Deshaun Watson is about to go off.
Oh, what?
How can Deshaun Watson go off and they lose 5 straight?
Yes. It didn't make any sense.
Henry had a one-liner there. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say is when you were describing your mom, I was driving and I thought, I mean, that's all.
That's fair. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
Hey, y'all. It's F-Bomb Lauren.
All right.
I got two Think Tanks from yesterday's segment because I had to listen to it late. But I think that Gupta needs better luck in the love department because I'm also married. I'm so sorry, Gupta. And two, I think that anyone who gets married during football season should have to step on random Legos spread out throughout their entire house.
Mm.
Because I'm not only a girl who loves football, but I'm also a volleyball coach at Prairie View.
Oh.
And if you plan a wedding during these months, then you're just disrespectful to the sports gods.
There you
nice.
Go.
F-bomb Lauren. Shout out to Prairie View.
Shout out to PVU.
That's mm-hmm. it, man.
My new favorite squad.
I bet her husband's just terrified. <He's scared. laughs> I didn't turn the channel.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to the Think Tank for a while now, and I got a take, and then I need to ask y'all a question.
Okay.
So I think that Tyler Irvin is the football player equivalent of that Pavetex gentleman, because we all love to hate him. So my question is, do you know how good it is to be back in H-Town, boys? Think Tank Dank here. I want to give a shout-out to Pavetex, Gupta, and Splitty. Guys, I've been missing y'all, but I'm about to get down on these edibles. And Freddie D.
Yes, sir.
In the words of Freddie D., H-Town, you know I love you. Later, guys.
There you go. Dank. Well done by Think Tank Dank.
He's been out
well
of town done. Last week.
Working. Mm-hmm. Working. He works hard for his money.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, guys. I think Kevin Johnson is going to knock himself out. I think he should probably be playing Batman or curling or something. And I think some of these callers need to stick to ironing clothes and making sandwiches.
Whoa.
What was that?
Whoa. He thinks there's too many women.
See?
Come on, man.
We ain't got time for that. There's never too much. Never too many women.
You got that
we
right.
had two? Good Lord. I bet his hands and palms are all hairy.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think John Gruden's trying to get his Jimmy Johnson arm while getting rid of these guys. And
Bro, I'm sorry.
Every once in a while, we get a B-Rabbit.
Well, you know what? I think he's a little nervous.
That's fine. Come back.
Call might have right. a little speech impediment.
Call back.
He might have been.
Get your composure back.
Yeah.
Call us back up.
Yes,
try
sir.
It again.
Yes, sir.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think y'all should let that boy Pavetex Rob fill in for Landry and Lopez tomorrow. Help Freddie out. Yeah, baby.
Pavetex.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that stepdaddy's out of town in DFW. I think Mama Lock needs a little piece of action.
Golly.
Call my girl Audra. It's JustLetHouston.com.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Freddie D don't need no sidekick or side woman because he's a one shooter. He get them pregnant quick.
I got two kids that are 15 and 11. All right.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think that Lopez needs to have him a fishing meet and greet, and we can settle this best fisherman debate.
You really?
Okay.
You'll get in line
if you insist.
Yeah. I thought y'all were gonna go Eddie. There.
You know what though? We should make this happen. We really should.
Are we talking about live bait lures? What are we saying?
Nah, I'm a purist. I'll fish with live bait, but I generally fish with lures. If I have kids on the boat, I'll put live bait.
All right, cool.
That guy probably fishes with live bait. You know, sounded maybe even like croaker.
Shots fired.
Doesn't sound like a good fisherman.
Shots fired.
Shrimp. Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
He's a wannabe.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think my six kids are taking up a lot of my income.
I think you're right, and I don't even know you.
Was that Cecil that just called in?
Cecil, you got seven. Right, you lost count.
Forgot a kid. Home Alone. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hello, this is Gupta again, and I think I'm heartbroken, but it's okay, F-bomb, Lauren. I still love you. Anyways, moving on. I think Deshaun, DeAndre, Demarius, and DeAndrew should be the new captains of the Houston the Texans.
That's great.
Oh, there you go.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, this is the Coca-Cola Slanger, and I've been on vacation, but I have a rap for Tyler Irvin. My name is what? My name is who? My name is Chicky Chicky Tyler Irvin. I used to get talked about by Freddie D. He said there was nothing special about me. But unlike my co-workers, Will Fuller and QT, I don't hurt my hamstrings. My name is what? My name is who? My name is, man, we don't give a. Man, get out of here. Still at it, Tyler Irvin.
Oh, man.
The Coca-Cola Slanger.
Yeah. Pretty good work there.
I like that.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah. I think Lopez. He's a croaker soaker, man.
Oh, I hate that.
I can't
understand the dude.
Come on, he says croaker soakers are cheaters in fishing, basically. Listen to the podcast. We talk about that. Bite me.
Put the cricket phone down.
Yeah.
No, Bite Me is the name of the podcast.
Yeah, Bite Me is the name of the podcast.
That too.
Yes.
And Lauren should have told people where she worked at.
Yeah. I already looked it up.
Lauren should have not told people where she worked at.
I already looked it up.
Amateur move.
Prairie View has got that website's getting ding,
blowing it up.
They're like, what?
What's with all the web hits? Why is our volleyball team?
Why is our volleyball team getting all these hits?
What do you mean we sold out the game?
40 on a Thursday.
Got to play their next game at the Toyota Center.
We want a piece of that action, Lauren. We want a piece of that action.
Oh, that's where I'll sell my barbecue.
Might as well.
We'll do it at that one.
Five more. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
H-Town RC here. Listen, if he at work and you overhear a coworker talking about how his uncle was cutting up at a family reunion, you don't got to wonder what he looks like. I can guarantee you he's 45 years old, still rocking a jerry curl with a faded FUBU jersey number 05, smoking a cigar with an earpiece that connects to his phone. Can I get a race car?
With an earpiece.
Do they still sell FUBU?
I don't know.
I think they've had a slight resurgence thanks to Damon John.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Uh-oh.
Smoke show. Yeah. Come on, bro. You gotta put the flip phone down.
You're on think tank. Go.
Hey, I think yoga pants are awesome, but there needs to be some restrictions on who can wear them.
Come on, man.
No, unfortunately,
I don't agree with that.
You got to take the good with the bad, man. Yeah. Got to take with the good with the bad.
I'm waiting for the bads.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the bad yet.
I've seen a couple bads, trust me.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
I think... Shoot.
Thank you for not cussing. Two more.
Good pull by you.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Hi, guys. Had to call back in because I think these edibles need to hurry up and kick in because I haven't been this sober in a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, one more. You're on the think tank. You got the final word. Go.
Yes, let me get about 2 smoked turkeys and 3 boudins and a couple of sausages, and that's all I need to go. And could you pack that up with a couple of mashed potatoes and some pork and beans? Thank you.
Okay.
What just happened?
We need to do one more.
What just happened?
Do one more.
I kind of feel like that's a good way to end it, don't you think? No? One more?
What do you say?
No, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. One more. You're on the Think Tank, go.
Hey, man, I think it's FedEx Henny. Tyler Irvin gone, but you know I might have a whole lot of time on my hands now that he don't suck no more with us. But you know what? Mad Radio, Landlock, I got you. Pauly G, I'm on your ass now. You suck.
All right. Wow. That's a good one.
Me and Galan fired. Had a little beef. Yeah.
Right. It was an entertaining beef.
You got FedEx Henny on your back. You got FedEx Henny.
Well, what happened with you and Pauly G?
We should play it.
Let's replay it. Play. Okay, coming up next.
It's already been on the air.
Don't do him like that. Honestly, I don't want to make him look bad.
It's too late. Listen, they talk about us on their show. We can talk about them, and plus, it's already been broadcast for the world to hear.
Exactly.
So, listen, we come back. We're gonna.
I heard him spitting fire towards you.
He was.
He was gonna. You'll hear
the rest.
I heard what he was saying.
It was
hot. You were gone. You weren't even in the room. I was like, oh no,
that's typical. That's typical.
It was hot fire.
Here's what's gonna happen. We got a final out of the program coming up. All right. So here's what's gonna go down. We got to make some picks. For this week, we're also going to obviously Henry Thomas, courtesy Tom Peacock Cadillac, is in the house, so make sure you guys stick around for that, as well as what got Pauly G and Landlock so triggered this morning. Is the kid just, you guys are talking about my vernacular, I don't use enough new words. Triggered, that's what Pauly G got this morning. Why? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere. Final of the program, it's in the loop on Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.